Number one, as we introduce our theme message to you today, Psalm 23 and verse number one. Amen. How many have heard this verse before? Raise your hands. Amen. I'm sure you probably have. Amen. Psalm 23, verse number one. Let's read that all together. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. That's our theme verse for right now. And this is going to be our jumping verse. And throughout this year, we'll see personally what our Lord is to us. And as you see here, there's just a sample what the Lord is to us personally. Then also generally what the Lord is to us and can be to us on a daily basis. And this year, we'll investigate some different things our Lord is to us and can be to us in many situations of life, especially as we go throughout 2020. We'll need our Lord to be many, many different things to us this year. Not just our shepherd, not just our light, not just our deliverer, but also our helper, our defense. We need him, first of all, for our salvation, our God, our strength. We also may need God to be to us good. Amen. We may need him to be long-suffering to us. He may need to be merciful to us or among us or great or righteous or able among us. We may need him to be different things this year. And that's going to be the topic and the method of our preaching throughout the year, accenting what the Lord is to you on a personal basis, but also on a general basis as well. And it's my prayer that we'll all grow closer to our Lord as we see him closer. The closer you see him, the closer you should want to get to him and his greatness and goodness. Couple questions that I want to ask you before we go into prayer. What do you need the Lord to be right now? You came this morning for a reason. You came to worship God, but you've got some needs in your life. What do you need the Lord to be right now? Second question, what did you need the Lord to be yesterday? Thirdly, what did you need the Lord to be for you last week? What about last month or last year? What did you need the Lord to be? I'm sure the answer to that will be varied, but then I'll ask you this question. What will you need the Lord to be this year? You really don't know. I really don't know. Hey, I may need him to be my song. I may be going through some sorrow and I need him to be my song. I may need him to be my deliverer. I may be in a tight spot. I may need him to be my helper because I can't do it myself. I may need him to be my defense because I need defending. Hey, folks, I don't know what this year is going to bring, but I know God is it. And I know God is the answer. And so we'll have different things that we'll have you to see. The main question is, what will you need the Lord to be this year? You really don't know. So it's best to let him be what he's going to be in your life. It's good to know whatever we need God to be, he can be. He can be. Sheep don't know what they will need from moment to moment and day by day. So they rely upon the shepherd. And so David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God's up for the challenge in your life and in my life, and he will be what we need him to be for every day, in every place, in every situation, bar none. This morning, our focus will be on the Lord, who he is. The Lord is what he can be. And then the Lord is my, how personal is he to you? Father, bless now the next moments that we have as we listen to the song of this morning. Lord, may administer to our hearts. And then, Lord, as the message is preached today, as we look at you as our shepherd, Lord, we know not the needs of this year. We know not even the needs for the rest of the day. But we do know, Lord, whatever the need, you will meet that need. Lord, with those needs, you will be to us whatever it is you need to be. We just need you. So Lord, as we see the theme message for today, and as we look at some introductory remarks and some things that will be discussed around this year, I pray that our hearts would be arrested, minds would be captivated, and our souls would be raptured with the goodness of God. The Bible is clear, the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So Lord, may we see your goodness, and Lord, may we see our badness and what we need from you to be complete. Lord, would you be our shepherd today? Would you guide us today? Would you lead us today? Would you show us today? Lord, as the song was saying earlier, Lord, open our eyes. We want to see Jesus. We want to reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, help us to listen. Open our eyes. We want to see Jesus. Lord, speak to us. If there's one today without Jesus Christ in their life, make it crystal clear that they need not go another day without the Savior. Our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for them. He's buried for them. Rose again the third day for them. Lord, for us that own you as our shepherd, help us to follow you closer, not just today, but this year, in a better way, because we know you better. Thank you for revealing yourself in Scripture. And help us to see some thoughts of encouragement today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I've been just desirous about the teaching and preaching this series since last year. God gave me the outlines last year, and I tell you, the more I looked at them, the more I got excited about them, and just knowing how personal my Lord has been to me, and I trust to you as well. Amen. You know, we're looking at Psalm 23. We're embarking upon a brand new year, and it's nothing like looking at Psalm 23 because it's familiar to us, and most of us know our Lord as our shepherd, as the one who's going to guide us. I talked to you last week, and I said, pick out which one you think you are up here, amen, and claim that one for the rest of the year, amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm not up there. I'm the sheep that's gone astray. Don't worry about it. He'll come get you, amen. Matters not to where you go. He is going to come looking for you because that's the type of shepherd he is, amen. And I'm so glad that we can get a chance to talk about this subject matter this year. Psalm 23 here, Jesus lives and cares for the sheep. Of course, Psalms 22, 3, and 4 all go together. But here in Psalm 23, Jesus lives and cares for the sheep as the great shepherd. And I don't know about you, I need a great shepherd because I have great responsibilities, amen? And I'm sure you'd say the same thing if you're a husband, if you're a wife, if you're a parent. Amen. If you're a child, you have great responsibilities. Amen. If you are a worker at a job, you have great responsibilities. You know what? You need a great shepherd to help you out. Amen. You can't do it by yourself. You need a great shepherd to guide you. You're not going to always know what to say, and you're going to have to depend on him as your helper. Amen. And you might find yourself in a predicament that you ought not be in, and you need to know that the Lord is long-suffering with you, amen? You need to know that the Lord is nigh you, or you need to know that the Lord is able for you. And those are just some of the things that we'll see throughout this year. Psalm 23 here is probably the most well-known out of all of the Psalms. It's often read at funerals because it provides comfort and calm to the bereaved and heavy of heart. David here claims the Lord as his shepherd. And I like that. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. And as his shepherd, he says, I shall not want. And him saying that the Lord is his shepherd, it implies that David is his sheep. Amen. Hey, if I have my dog, then that means my dog has me. That he claims me as the owner. I claim him as the pet. Amen. If we can claim the Lord as our shepherd, that means we are his sheep and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. Sheep by nature don't have a glamorous outline about their character. Say, preacher, what are sheep like? They're dependent. They need the shepherd. They're defenseless. They need the shepherd. They're directionless. They need the shepherd. This last one I don't like any more than you. They're dumb. They need the shepherd. Hey, folks, there's certain things naturally we know. Then there are other things that we should know that we don't know. And the shepherd has to help us out with those things that we don't know. Sheep normally need constant care and constant cleaning. I would say that you, as a Christian, need constant care and constant cleaning. You say, how do I know that? Because the Bible calls us children of God, and children need maintenance. Somebody say amen. They have to be fed. They have to be led. They have to be changed. They have to be watered. They have to be taught. They have to be so many things. They have to be taught to clean up their rooms, brush their teeth, comb their hair, if they have some. Amen. They've got to be taught the beauty things of girls. Amen. Guys oftentimes can't teach those girly things. Amen. My daughter can tell you when it was time for dad to do her hair, I would pull it all back and put one of those click clacks on it and you're good to go. Amen. She said, Daddy, I need another hairstyle. Okay, let's pull it back on that side. Amen. Good to go. Pull it back on this side. You're good to go. But Daddy, let's do something special. Let's give you two then. Put one on this side and one on that side. Neither one of them are even. Amen. And it may not be parted down the middle, but that's all I know. Amen. So children like sheep have to be taught, and just the same way Christians have to be taught by the shepherd. I'm so glad I've got a wife to help me out with those girly things. I can cut the boy's hair, man. Just cut it all off. Amen. They'd be good to go. Can't do that to a girl and cut her hair off. Amen. Boy's hair will grow back. Girls will too, but she will have complex. Amen. So looking at this, sheep need constant guidance and care. And within the sheepfold of humanity, which is all of mankind, there are only two kinds of sheep, those that are saved, those that are lost. The shepherd is constantly looking for the ones in his fold to shepherd them, but he's also going to go outside the fold and bring others in that aren't there, and he's going to go calling for those that will respond. Because when you look at humanity, we're all sheep. It's just, am I saved sheep or am I lost sheep? Amen. So when you're looking at this, among the sheep who have been saved, we tend to stay close to the shepherd at times. Then we tend to stray away from his protection. Hence, this crook would be used to get down in reach and get the sheep that have fallen or that are away. The same staff could be used to fight off a predator and to maybe get a sheep's attention. Parents, you know how you take something that's in your hand and pop your child upside the head or on the shoulder, amen. Back in the country, they didn't care where they popped you at. It may be on the head today. It may be on the bottom tomorrow. It may be on the arm. You may be getting ready to touch the hot stove. It may be on the hand. They pop you anywhere, amen. Why? To get your attention. Guess what? Sometimes the shepherd may have to get the sheep's attention, and you may feel a pop. I don't like pops. I don't think the sheep like them too much either. But you know what? I like the results that they produce. Amen. It keeps me from danger. Keeps me from harm. Amen. Looking at what David said here, he said the Lord. The word Lord in the Old Testament is the word Jehovah, which means the self-existent or the eternal one or the one who is. Jesus said in John 8:58, before Abraham was, I am. Or I existed, and I continue to exist. I remember years ago, a saved co-worker of mine, a Dutchman, was there. I had led him to Christ, and he had his Dutch Bible. And he came across in my King James Bible the phrase, I am that I am. And he was curious to know why his Dutch translation didn't say the same thing. His didn't say, I am that I am. I thought, man, you must have a bad Bible then. And it doesn't say I am that I am. You got a bad translation. Brother, I wasn't an expert on translations back then. I was pretty ignorant, amen. By the way, they're going to China. China doesn't have the same translation that you have, but it should come from the same text that ours comes from, amen. And so I wanted to hear what his Dutch Bible said. Brother, I don't know what it says in Chinese, but this is the translation that the Dutch Bible had for I am that I am. It was rendered, I will be what I will be. I will be what I will be. I am that I am. I will be what I will be. I thought, man, that's pretty accurate. Because God will be what he needs to be for you and me. And he might be different things at different times, but he will be what he will be. He is what he is, and that's what he is, but he will be what he needs to be. And he doesn't change what he is for what he has to be. Amen. Hey, he came down to be 100% man, but he didn't stop being 100% God as Jehovah God. He never stopped being who he was to be what he needed to be for the sacrifice of sin. Why, one man sinned, one man had died, so God put on flesh and came here sinless, lived a sinless life, kept the law, and died for the law, and died for sin, and was the sacrifice, and because he was God, he could raise himself back up. He said, I have the power to lay my life down, and I have the power to take it again. Why? Because he's God. Man can't do that. He will be what he needs to be. God is many things and can be to us what we need him to be. The name Jehovah or Lord carries the idea that he is the one who is, the one who was, and the one who is to be the eternal one. So he was, he is, he will be, and he will continue to be, and he will never cease being the eternal one. Jehovah. That's my shepherd. That's my shepherd. He was back then, he is now with me, and he will be with me tomorrow and the next day. And if he takes me, guess what? I will be with him. Amen and amen. That's good. Furthermore, he is my shepherd. I don't know what he is to you, but he is my shepherd. Well, you're kind of possessive, aren't you? Yeah, I am. Just like I am my wife. That's my wife. The kids say, hey, let's do something. That's my wife. You don't treat my wife that way. Well, she's our mom, but she's my wife. I had her before you did. Amen. As my wife, putting up with that junk. Every now and again, I had to get some Mama Dawson on. Not this night. I said, not this night. Oh, they pulling the Mama Dawson out. Amen. Hey. The name Jehovah or Lord or the Eternal One also has a meaning and the idea that the Lord is omniscient, meaning he's all-knowing. He's omnipotent, he's all-powerful, he is omnipresent, he's all over, ever-present, everywhere. And our Lord is the one who is and becoming to his own all they need. We don't know what we will need this year, but he will be what he needs to be. Somebody say amen. I don't know what you're going to need. Hey, you may go through some time of difficulty. He will be your deliverer. You may be at your weakest. He will be your strength. Hey, you may need to be saved. He will save you. Amen. You may need Elohim or God. He will be your God. You may need a song because you're so far in the depths of despair, and the Lord is going to be your song. You can sing about him. You can sing to him. You can sing through him. Amen. He will be what he needs to be. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In essence, David is saying, I shall not lack in need because of my shepherd. By the way, as a husband, I'm striving to become all my wife needs me to be as a husband. And I have to be different things. Sometimes I'm the fixer. Sometimes I'm the disciplinarian. Sometimes I'm the lover. Sometimes I'm the chores man. Amen. Sometimes I'm the enforcer. Amen. Sometimes I'm the superintendent. Sometimes I'm the principal. Amen. Sometimes I'm the corrector. Sometimes I'm being all the things that she needs me to be. Why? She needs me to be different things at different times in her life. Do you know what she needs me to be at all times? Hers. He's mine. He's mine. As a father, I'm striving to become all my children need me to be. As a father, David indicated in Psalm 23, his Lord is all that he needs. He said, I shall not want. Why? All my needs are being fulfilled. By the way, when God became something great for his people or did something great for them, they would often give him a name. And the name described what he had become to them or did for them. They would use the Lord. Notice Psalm 23:1 again. The Lord is my shepherd. Or translated, it would be Jehovah Roi, which means the Lord my shepherd. The Lord my shepherd, Jehovah Roi. He is my shepherd. He's the one to guide me. He's there to lead me. He's there to rescue me. He is there for my salvation. He's there for my strength. Why? I'm defenseless. Why? I'm dumb. Why? I'm directionless. Why? I can be down. And I need him as my Jehovah Roi, my shepherd. Guide me. Lead me. Jehovah had become David's shepherd. Say, preacher, when did that happen? I don't know. I just know that he was. By the way, he doesn't tell you when it happened. I just know that it did. And so when you look at this, the designation of Lord, it means he is Jehovah, the eternal one. By the way, the designation of Jehovah is preserved in the King James by the use of the capital letters for Lord. Notice the second word there, the Lord. If you've got a King James Bible, it should be capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. The King James translators did that so that you would know that word translated as capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D is Jehovah. If you see small L, small O, small O, R, D, it's not Jehovah, but capital L, O, R, D is Jehovah. And you will see that over and over in your King James Bible to let you know the word is Jehovah, the eternal one, the self-existent one. What am I saying? Look down at verse number 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the who? Capital L, capital O, R, D forever. Notice 24 in verse number 1. The earth is the whose? Lord's, capital L, O, R, D, apostrophe, S. Come over to verse number 3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the who? Lord, capital L, O, R, D. Come down to verse number 5. He shall receive the blessing from the who? Capital L, O, R, D, Lord, Jehovah. Come down to verse 8. Who is this King of glory? The who? Capital L, O, R, D, Lord, strong and mighty. The capital L, O, R, D, Lord, mighty in battle. Verse 10. Who is this King of glory? The capital L, O, R, D, Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Notice verse 20 of chapter 25, verse 1. Unto thee, O capital L-O-R-D, Lord Jehovah, eternal one, do I lift up my soul. Notice verse 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord, capital L-O-R-D, teach me thy path. Verse 6. Remember, O Lord, all caps. Notice the end of verse number 7. O Lord, all caps. Notice verse 11. For thy name's sake, O Lord, all caps. Number 15, mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Jehovah, folks, over and over, on and on. If they want you to understand it's Jehovah, it's capital L-O-R-D. And you'll know it's the existent one. Down through the ages, names were given to Jehovah, describing what he was to them at different times in their life. And when he was different things for them or did different things for them, we have heard them call him Jehovah something. Jehovah Roi is the Lord, my shepherd. Jehovah Jireh is the Lord will provide or see to it in Genesis chapter 22 and verse 14. Jehovah Rapha is the Lord who heals in Exodus 15:26. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner, is Exodus 17 and verse 15. Over and over, when God would do something, he would be given a name by Jehovah. Like we would say, oh, you saved me. You're my savior from drowning. Oh, you rescued me from that dog. You're my deliverer. The same way we would give names to someone, they gave names to Jehovah for what he did for them. And folks, he was many different things for Israel. And he's many different things for you and I. I'm not a Jew. You don't have to be a Jew. Aren't you glad? Amen. You don't have to be a Jew. What's some other names? Jehovah Mekadesh, the Lord who sanctifies. We'll look at some of these throughout the year. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is our peace in Judges 6:24. Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord our righteousness in Jeremiah 23:6. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, Ezekiel 48 and verse 35. Some of these we'll see throughout the year. Some of them we will not see. Amen. But throughout this year, we'll see the Lord as a different thing. Say, preacher, when it comes down to the Lord, my, what will we see on a personal basis? Let me just give you a couple here. I can't give you all of them. But we'll see the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my song. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my buckler, my horn, my salvation, my high tower. My strength, the strength of my life. My shield, the rock of my refuge, my portion, my helper. That's just a sample of some of the things that we'll see. The Lord is. And that's why I asked you, what do you need God to be right now? And what will you need Him to be? You don't know. But I can tell you this, He will be what you need Him to be. He will be what you need Him to be. The Lord is. When you look at the Lord in a general sense,
on the left side here, we'll see the Lord is in this place. The Lord is righteous. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is greater than all gods. The Lord is upon you. The Lord is with us. The Lord is long-suffering. The Lord is their inheritance. The Lord is God. Don't you ever forget it, amen? He is God. He's Jehovah God. The Lord is with thee. The Lord is your way wherein you go. The Lord is a God of knowledge. The Lord is witness against you. The Lord is with him. The Lord is the God of the hills. The Lord is able to give thee much more than this. The Lord is king forever. Folks, that's just a sample of what God is throughout the Bible. I told you we've got a lot of preaching this year. And I'm excited about each one of these passages. Showing what God was to Israel and what he can be for us. I like the New Testament. The Lord is risen indeed. The Lord is one spirit. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is the avenger. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. The Lord is gracious. I need him to be pitiful towards me. I need him to be gracious. Amen. And one that all of us know, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He is going to come back one day. And just as good as he is, just as long-suffering as he is, that's going to waste, it's going to wane away, and the long-suffering is going to be up, rapture is going to happen, he is coming again, and he will save redeemed people, and he will judge lost people. It behooves you and I to have him as my shepherd. My shepherd. My shepherd. Oh, folks, the list is exhausting as how much stuff that is here that I would love to share with you this morning, but for the sake of time, we're just going to look at the Lord is my. Amen. By the way, when you look in Psalm 23, verse number 1, the Lord is my shepherd. The definition of shepherd is one that tends a flock. Aren't you glad God tends to your life on a daily basis? Aren't you glad that he looks at you every day? How many of y'all had little babies when they were first born? You look in there on them. Make sure they're in there. Make sure they're still breathing because you heard all those stories about the sudden death of infants, whatever it is, amen? And my wife and I heard about it too, so we'd look in there all the time. Are they still breathing? Oh, they're not breathing. Then we look down there, oh, yeah, they're breathing. Okay, right here. And he's one of our newborns that we bought home. We knew Josh was breathing because he cried. We knew he was breathing. Nothing wrong with his lungs. We know he's breathing. Faith was so quiet, we had to check her face sometimes. There's a girl alive, she don't make no noise. Bong her head, she don't cry. Even if she's all right. Hey, folks, aren't you glad God checks in on you on a daily basis? Shepherd means to tend a flock or to rule. Aren't you glad God rules? I don't mind him ruling as long as he doesn't overrule. Sometimes you need God to overrule because you have no rule. Somebody say amen. Hey, what do we say? Sheep are dumb, directionless, defenseless. Sometimes we have no rule over our own spirit. We're unruly, and we need rule. To tend the flock, to rule, to associate with as a friend. Aren't you glad Jesus can be the friend of sinners? He wants to rub elbows with you and I. When nobody else wants to rub elbows with you, Jesus Christ still does. When you're down and out and destitute, no one can encourage you. Jesus said, I want to associate with you. I want to be your friend. I want to be your companion. I want to be your best friend. Tell me how it is. I'm glad I got him as my associate, my companion, that doesn't mind talking to me. Because everybody doesn't understand you all the time. Sometimes the children don't understand you.
What are you talking about, Dad? You're from Mars.
Sometimes the wives don't understand you.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes husbands don't understand you.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes relatives, friends, nobody. Jesus always understands. Now, he doesn't always agree with you. All right, now. God understands. He understands that's wrong. We want to give that little like, but God understands. You better take that junk somewhere. He understands you're wrong, and he'll whoop you with that staff if you're not getting right, amen. In love, he'll get you. Yes, to tend the flock, to rule, to associate with as a friend, a companion, or to keep company with. Aren't you glad Jesus wants to keep company with you? You know, the one thing that stops Jesus from keeping company with you is that you don't let him come. What did he say in Revelation? Behold, I stand at the door and knock. That's a shame that Jesus had to knock on his church to get in. Hey, we hold services and we don't bring Jesus in. We don't let the Holy Spirit minister. We want to do what we want to do. We have no rule. We want no direction. We want no guidance. We don't want association with Jesus because he might tell me to do what's right. And I really don't want to do what's right now. That's why when you go astray, he's got this crook to bring you back. And if you really belong to him, he will come and get you. If you can go on your own without any correction, you may not be his sheep because the shepherds don't go after his sheep. Hey, I'm going to deal with my children when they mess up, but I can't deal with your children because they don't belong to me. Amen. Hey, back in the days, you had the community rule. If an adult saw you messing up, everybody had the advantage to whoop you. So if they saw you breaking with them, they'd whoop you and tell you to go home so your mama could whoop you. Amen. Hey, it's not like that with Jesus. He said, I'm not going to whoop those that don't belong to me, but the ones that I have, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourges every son whom he receiveth. He said, if you be without chastisement, whether all our partakers are your bastards and not sons. So if I belong to him, he's going to come looking for me. Why? He wants to associate with me. He wants to keep company with me. It means to feed. It means to make friendship with or to keep. And I like the last one. It means to pastor. You know, Brother Greg, sometimes people just don't want to say their names. We're trying to give them the Bible, we're trying to help them out, tell them that's a bad direction, that's wrong. Well, why don't you go mind your business? Last time I checked, the sheep were my business. Well, you got no business putting your nose in my business. Well, can I stick this in there for a little bit? Could you read that verse right there and stick that in there? Well, I really don't want to know that, and I knew if you came, you'd tell me that. That's why you don't want to associate with me. That's why you don't want to keep company with me. Because you knew I was going to give you this. Well, let me assure you, I have no heaven to keep you out of and no hell to put you in. I have no power like that love. Amen. Hey, it means to pastor, to feed, to make friendship with. All of that is the definition of shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So notice the first four words of Psalm 23 and we'll be done, amen. We'll see this year the Lord. We'll notice how he's powerful. He's Jehovah. He's self-existent. He's eternal. He needs no help from your eye. He is the Lord Jehovah, self-existent. That says it all. I can exist without you. But aren't you glad he wants you? Aren't you glad that he wants to have you help him? And, you know, and I know people say, well, does the Lord need me? He needs you to be a witness for him. Now, if you don't witness, he'll witness without you. But he really would love to have you part of what he does. I don't know about you, but if I got sheep and I want an activity for my sheep, I want all my sheep involved in it. Why? There are my sheep. And I've got my sheep doing something. We'll see the Lord, how he is powerful. He's Jehovah, the self-existent one. We'll see the Lord is. The word is means to be. We'll see how our Lord's potential to be what we need him to be in 2020 will be needed by you and by me. We will need his is capability. We will need him to be what he needs to be in good in every situation. Whether we need him to be long-suffering with us, we need him to be good with us or good to us, we need him to be with us, or whether we need him to be merciful, or we need him to be great, amen, or need him to be able, or whatever the situation is, we will need him to be. The Lord is. He is going to be what he needs to be. And I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm glad I don't have to go to him and say, you know, Lord, you know, I don't think you know what I need. I really don't think you know what I need. Because if you knew what I need, you'd give it to me. The problem is he knows what you don't need. So he doesn't give it to you. And the problem is you don't know what you need because you have no rule. And you're trying to rule yourself. And you have no direction, so you're a directionless. So you're going after things that you don't need. He said, get. You don't want that. You know how we do to children? She'll just start picking up stuff. We're like, put that down. Put that down. Put it down, Billy. Put it down, Johnny. Put it down, Susie. Put it down. And the object is to drop it. You got some kids, sir. You better spank them. You better spank them now. They start challenging. Wait till they get 6'7". You better get them while they're 2'2". Don't wait till they get 6'7" and 300 pounds. You better get them while they're 2'2" and 45 pounds, amen. Because they start challenging you. Who do you think you're going to mess with? Hey, the citizens of Tucson will be what you and I are making from our children. Why? Children need to be shepherded just like adults need to be shepherded. And sometimes we have no rule. We have no direction. We have bad associations. We have bad companions and bad friends. And God says, I want to do all of those things. I am Jehovah God. I want to be what you need me to be. Lord is. Notice this last one. The Lord is my. My has the idea of belonging to a particular person rather than anyone else. Belonging to a particular person rather than anyone else. The Lord, He's the self-existent one. He's Jehovah. He's powerful. Is describes His potential of what He can be to you in your life. So He's powerful, He's got potential, but my says, ooh, He's personal to me. I told you about my wife. My wife is my wife. No one else can claim her as their wife but me. She's my wife. And I let the kids know she's my wife. Now she's their mother. But she's my wife. I let them, hey, she's my wife. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm a particular person, and He belongs to me, and I'm going to own Him like there's no one else around Him. By the way, you can have that type of relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ because He's God, He's omnipotent, He's omnipresent, and He's omniscient. He's everywhere, so you can have that type of relationship with Him. Amen and amen. David said, He's personal to me. It's not enough to say the Lord is a shepherd. That would be true. It's not enough to say the Lord is the shepherd. That also would be true. You must personally say the Lord is my shepherd. Then you can say, I shall not want. Why? Because He's my shepherd. David said, Lord is my shepherd. And all my needs that I have, He will be. He said, the Lord is good. Lord is long-suffering. Lord is merciful. Hey, folks, no one knew that better than David, a man after God's own heart who committed adultery and committed murder. He needed the Lord's long-suffering with him. He needed the Lord's mercy with him because God was already righteous and he knew sin had to be dealt with. And David knew sin had to be dealt with. You look at history. Some of God's greatest men, David committed murder and adultery. Moses committed murder. The Apostle Paul committed murder. Some of the greatest men, so long-suffering. I don't know what you're going to do this year. I don't know what you're going to go through. God will not stop being righteous. He will not stop being long-suffering because that's who He is. And I'm glad He is. Folks, I don't know what's going to happen. Somebody may use these words, make you do something that you never thought you'd do. You may get tempted into a situation you never thought you would fall into. You may compromise something that you thought you would never compromise. You may believe something that you thought you'd never believe and find yourself going somewhere you'd never go and doing something you'd never do and involved in something you never thought you'd be involved in for an extended amount of time. And you and I need to know that God is still good. He's still long-suffering. He's still merciful. He's still righteous. And He is my shepherd. And no shepherd is going to leave their sheep destitute and without if they belong to the shepherd. So David said, the Lord is my shepherd, or He's my personal provider. David said, the Lord has potential as a provider. The Lord is what I need Him to be. David said, the Lord is my powerful provider. He is the Lord. He's self-existent. He's eternal. Folks, I end by asking the same question. What do you need the Lord to be for you right now? Maybe you need to get long suffering for you right now. Maybe you need to be merciful for you right now. Maybe you need to know that he's among you right now. Maybe you need to know that he's with you or he's nigh right now.
I think most of us know that he's righteous. Most of us, I believe, know that he's great. Maybe you need to be the shepherd to guide you. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Maybe you need to be your song. You have no joy. Maybe you need to be your light. You can't see your way right now. It seems difficult. It seems kind of dark. Everything just seems muddled together. I need to be my light. Lord, maybe you got yourself in a situation you thought there is no deliverance for me. He wants to be your deliverer. Maybe you need him as your salvation. Preacher, I don't know how I belong to the shepherd today. If I died right now, I'm not sure that I'm a sheep that belongs to him. Maybe you need him as your salvation. What did you need him for yesterday or last week or last month or last year? What will you need the Lord to be this year? We really don't know. We really don't know. But I can tell you this, that he will be for you whatever you need him to be. He doesn't miss a beat. He knows what you need. And if you claim him as your personal Lord and shepherd, he knows what his sheep need. It may not be what you think you need, but we can count on that he's good. We can count on that as a good Lord, he's going to give me the good things that I need. Sheep don't know from moment to moment and day by day what they need, and so they rely upon the shepherd to feed them. When's the last time you saw the sheep preparing a meal? When's the last time you saw the shepherd bringing things out? Sheep don't do that. The shepherd does that. He prepares a place for them. The sheep don't make up the bed. They don't clean up the room. They don't clean up after themselves. Why? They can't. Folks, there are a lot of things that you and I as God's sheep can't do. And God wants to do it. He wants to be for us what we need him to be. And he wants to do for us what we can't do for ourselves. God is up for the challenge. The question is, will we let him be what he wants to be every day, in every place, and in every way he wants to be? Is he your shepherd today? If not, why not? He wants to be. David said, "Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Folks, the greatest need that you have is the same need that sheep need, protection. Say, preacher, what sheep need protection from? Predators. What's the predator that we have? Sin and death and a place called hell. And the Lord wants to save you from that. If you just ask him to be the Lord of my salvation, you just ask him to deliver you from the pit of hell and the bondage of sin, guess what? He will save you. He will deliver you. But you have to ask him, is he your shepherd today? If he is, let him daily direct you through the unknowns of 2020. By the way, we'll be talking about some unknowns tonight of 2020, finishing that up. But sheep don't know what they need from moment to moment. Neither do we, but our shepherd does. If you're not saved, I invite you to be saved today. Let us take a Bible and show you how you can be saved by the grace of God. It won't take but a minute of your time, but you need to be saved today. If he's your shepherd today, let him guide you today. Our heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Father, bless now. The next moments of invitation, Lord, I don't know what everyone needs you to be for them today. And Lord, sometimes we don't even know what we need for ourselves. I'm so glad that you're my shepherd and you know what I need. Lord, direct me daily. Direct me weekly. Direct me monthly. Direct me this year. Show me, Lord, what you want to do in my life as my shepherd. Lord, I pray there's anyone here, you would help them as well to point to you as their friend, as their companion. Show what they need to do. Work in our hearts, Lord. Perhaps there's one that needs to be saved today. Maybe it's a man, maybe it's a woman, maybe it's a boy or a girl. Lord, help us to be a blessing to them and encourage them that they want the Lord as their shepherd first, as their Savior as well. Thank you for loving us in Jesus' name.